Since winning the Republican nomination for governor, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson has softened his stance on abortion. A year ago, the firebrand conservative said he would support a total abortion ban with no exceptions, later saying he supported a 6-week ban. This month, Robinson released a campaign ad saying he stands by North Carolina's current law, which bans abortions after 12 weeks. He also described how this issue was personal after his wife had an abortion in 1989.
It was like this silent pain between us that we never spoke of.
It's something that stays with you forever.
That's why I stand by our current law, and it provides common sense exceptions for life of the mother, incest, and rape.
This is a significant shift toward the middle for Robinson, who had made abortion one of the central issues in his campaign.
Yeah, I mean, he is very passionate about this issue of abortion. If you had to ask people, what are the three things Mark Robinson's known for? Abortion is probably at the top of that list. And then you'd have gun rights, his personal story.
That's Brian Anderson, a freelance journalist who's been writing about where this shift came from within the Robinson campaign and how it's playing out.
Initially, Robinson's view had been he personally opposes abortion in all circumstances. He still maintains that that's his personal view. The central thing he's saying is, I'm not going to govern in the way that aligns with my personal beliefs. I'm going to be mindful that other people see this differently. The issue is, for weeks and weeks and months, the campaign's position has been heartbeat bill, 6-week abortion ban. That's Robinson's view. And now it's, well, let's make sure that we don't anger people on this issue, and let's say the law is sufficient the way it is. And the decision behind that really comes out down to a 28-year-old named Conrad Pogorzelski, who's Robinson's closest confidant. And that's a decision that was made to put out this ad that's left strong supporters of Robinson deeply divided.
Is there a divide within the campaign, or was there a divide over this move to the center on this issue?
Yeah, there's certainly a divide within Robinson's political orbit of people who say, let's let Robinson be his own person. People who love him, love him. People who hate him, hate him. You're not going to change people's views on their attitudes towards Robinson, but he's gotten this far in his political life for a reason. So let's just let him be him. There's another camp that says Robinson's going to get 45% of the vote. Stein's going to get 45% of the vote. There's 1 in 10 swayable North Carolinians, and that's who you got to fight for. And you can't win those people over if your view on abortion is total ban or heartbeat bill.
So what has the reaction been so far from Robinson's supporters?
Yeah, I think nobody's really happy with the direction the campaign is going from. The people in Robinson's orbit, supporters of his, political onlookers who I spoke with, the central issue that I have heard from religious conservatives is that, you know, this is the guy who has made abortion central to his campaign, promised to go further on this issue, and now there's some sense of abandonment. Now, is that abandonment to the sense that they're going to go for Josh Stein? Probably not. But it's certainly a frustration that they have with the direction the campaign is going. And there's been public opinion polling in the conservative John Locke Foundation showing Robinson down by 5 points to Stein outside the margin of error. And so there's no question that this is going to be a close race. But if the election were held tomorrow, you'd certainly much rather be Josh Stein right now.
That's Brian Anderson, a freelance journalist. His recent article on Substack is titled Mark Robinson's Gubernatorial Campaign Sees Backlash from Within. Brian, thank you.
Thanks for having me.